The supreme good is like water, which nourishes all things without trying to. It is content with the low places that people disdain. Thus, it is like the Tao. This podcast sponsor is Liquid IV Festival. Use promo code DailyTaoist at checkout for 20% off. Liquid IV believes that equitable access to clean and abundant water is the foundation of a healthier world. Liquid IV partners with leading organizations for innovative solutions to help communities protect both their water and their futures. To date, Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings in 50 plus countries around the world. The Hydration Multiplier is a great tasting, non-GMO electrolyte drink mix powered by cellular transport technology to deliver hydration to the body faster and more efficiently than water alone. One stick contains 3 times the amount of electrolytes of traditional sports drinks with 5 essential vitamins. The energy multiplier is designed to enhance the rapid absorption of water and other key ingredients into the body. Translation: more fuel for life's adventures. Liquid IV Sleep is a great tasting, non-GMO, nighttime drink mix utilizing the same science of cellular transport technology found in their groundbreaking Hydration Multiplier product, this time designed to enhance rapid absorption for their sleep blend into the body. It's festival season around the corner, and planning for a faster, efficient hydration is essential. Let Liquid IV cover you while you prep before, power through to the headliner, and recover after the weekend. What do I love most about Liquid IV? There's the convenient packaging, how it makes me feel on a daily basis. My 2 favorite flavors are Pina Colada and Tropical Punch, and not to mention their sleep blend, which helps me get a good night's rest. 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you for 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. There are 12 delicious, refreshing flavors to keep your hydration routine exciting. They contain 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. And with 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, they are made with premium ingredients, non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Not to mention, Liquid IV believes that equitable access to clean and abundant water is the foundation of a healthier world. They partner with leading organizations for innovative solutions to help communities protect both their water and their futures. Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code DailyTaoist at checkout. Again, that's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code DailyTaoist at liquidiv.com. Namaste from Will Nemo. Cheers. Welcome back to the Daily Taoist with Will Nemo. We are talking about the Tao Te Ching and how to get back into spirit and alignment with the way. I will be your host on this journey of 81 verses in the book Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life by Dr. Wayne Dyer. Today I'll be talking about the 30th verse of the Tao Te Ching, living without force. One who would guide a leader of men in the uses of life will warn him against the use of arms for conquest.
Weapons often turn upon the wielder. Where armies settle, nature offers nothing but briars and thorns. After a great battle has been fought, the land is cursed, the crops fail, and the earth lies stripped of its motherhood. After you have attained your purpose, you must not parade your success. You must not boast of your ability. You must not feel proud. You must rather regret that you have not been able to prevent the war. You must never think of conquering others by force. Whatever strains with force will soon decay. It is not attuned to the way. And not being attuned to the way, its end comes all too soon. Living without force. If you were to explicitly follow the advice offered in this 30th verse of the Tao Te Ching, you'd be in a position to have a conflict-free existence. Imagine that if our global population understood and lived the directives in this chapter of the Tao Te Ching, we would finally be free of battle-related stress, along with the ravages that war has spread across our planet since we have been keeping historical records. As the 29th verse wisely instructed, there is a time for everything. This could be the time for living without force. Here is my impression of what's being offered to you in this verse. Force creates a counterforce, and this exchange goes on and on until an all-out war is in progress. Once war has begun, decimation and famine result because the land cannot produce crops. Now, when you create war in your personal life, it produces a dearth of love, kindness, and joy, which leaves you and everyone around you stripped of the divine motherhood. Lao Tzu is encouraging you to look for an alternative to force for settling disputes. If you find no other option, then you are encouraged to abandon any reference to yourself as winning or conquering. Force includes any use of physical or mental abuse in which weapons of hatred and intolerance are applied. There will always be a counterforce, and that what you've opted to do isn't attuned to the way. This means that you ultimately lose, especially when you consider what Martin Luther King Jr. once observed, that the only way to convert an enemy to a friend is through love. Unfortunately, whenever force is used, resentment and ultimately revenge become the means for responding. If we are thinking in war zone terms, the killing of a large group of people designated as enemies leaves their sons and daughters growing up hating the vanquishers. Ultimately, those survivors take up weapons to exact revenge on the children of those who vanquished them. The use of force propels an entire generation of people into a continuation of war, or as Lao Tzu puts it, weapons often turn upon the wielder. Thinking in alignment with the Tao applies to any conflict you may experience. When you resort to force, and then disputes with your spouse, your children, or business partners, and even your neighbors will continue to intensify. That is because the great way of Tao is that of cooperation, not competition. The all-creating source is always providing, asking nothing in return, and coming from a place of sharing its inherent love. It knows that all are part of the 10,000 things, and they must cooperate with each other because they share the same origin. So whenever you're in a mode that propels you in the direction of using force, you've lost sight of your connection to the Tao. Moreover, any collection of people, such as communities or countries, who resort to weapons to get their points across are unattuned to the way. They'll leave the earth and the hearts of the people uninhabitable, except to the briars and the thorns. Your choice concerning your commitment to practicing the Tao includes refusing to participate in any manner, be it mental or physical, in anything that violates your understanding of the advice offered in this powerful message of the Tao Te Ching. Perhaps the easiest lesson presented here is the reminder to eschew the behaviors of boastfulness and pomposity for anything achieved by force. Remember that whatever is accomplished in such a way creates a counterforce that will ultimately result in your victory turning into a defeat. If you somehow feel that you've had no other choice than to use violence to protect yourself and those you love, immediately retreat to a position that does not allow for bragging and self-congratulation. Vow to work on restoring a balance of love and where hatred previously resided, and do all that you can to make amends for any damage that resulted from your use of force. This is the way. It has also been called wu wei, or not forcing, which means to take the line of least resistance in all of one's actions, and by doing so, create more strength. Here is what I believe you can learn and practice from Lao Tzu's advice in this 30th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Eliminate verbal and or physical force in all situations. Imagine the relationships in which you experience conflict. Make a concerted decision to use less harsh language and to completely veer away from becoming physical in the resolution of any altercation. Practice stopping thoughts of violence by shifting right into the moment to a stance of listening. Bite your tongue, stifle yourself, hold back any response at all for the time being. These are great reminders to you to become attuned to the way. Remember, any act of force will definitely produce a counterforce. So if you insist on escalating devastation, your weapons will be turned back upon you. Refuse to participate in violent actions in any way. Create distance between any form of violence and yourself. This includes listening to TV or radio reports, or even pursuing or using newspaper articles around the uses of force taking place all over the planet. See if you're justifying hearing or reading about hostile activities as a need to be fully informed. Once you know that force is being applied everywhere in the name of subjugating others, you'll realize that the constant repetition of that news makes you a participant in the violence. By refusing to allow such energy into your life, even as a passive observer, you keep to yourself attuned to the way. Eventually, when enough of us are unwilling to tolerate such behavior in any form, we'll be closer to bringing an end to the use of force on our planet. Remember that every use of force, even the smallest, creates a counterforce. Here's what the great 16th century poet St. John of the Cross advises. You might quiet the whole world for a second if you pray, and if you really love, and if you love fully, our guns will wilt. So do the now. In a line with altering the way you look at the world, today change every television station and radio station that presents an image or audio of the use of force or violence. And then increase that to no tolerance policy to include movies, videos, and games that have beatings, homicides, and chase scenes. Now, I'm not saying that you should become a pacifist or give up owning guns, right? Each of those things have their place in, you know, the world, you know, if you're a hunter and that sort of thing. But I think really what it's talking about is not using force as your first defense against conflict. I think that's something that I am guilty of, we're all guilty of. You know, shift your thought or your thought process from one of anger to love. You know, I personally have gone through some recent changes, and I was angry, believe me, and I wanted to use violence and force against the people that took things away from me, you know. And this is why I read the Tao Te Ching every single day. You know, I try to practice what I preach, what I talk about. You know, it's not just some made up fairy fairy language. It's very practical advice for keeping your cool. Right? You know, if you react to people or show a reaction, people have already bested you. You know, and we live in a world where we're constantly bombarded by negativity all the time, right? It's the reason why I say don't listen to mainstream media, don't listen to CBC radio, don't listen to CNN, Fox News, any of this stuff, because it's just a negativity cycle, negativity spiral. You know, I don't even know what's going on internationally. I don't want to know. I barely know what's going on nationally, to be honest. I don't care, because on the day to day, it doesn't affect my life, right? So you just have to focus on your locus of control, the things you have control over, which is primarily yourself and your thoughts and your thinking and your actions. And make your thoughts and your actions align, and then you'll be in the way of the Tao. If you would like to help the channel, please follow, like, and subscribe on your favorite platform, whether that be Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. I have a YouTube channel. Subscribe there as well, at The Daily Taoist. Sign up for my newsletters on my Substack at willnemo.substack.com. All Truths Only. And The Daily Taoist has his own Substack as well. I will put those links in the descriptions of the video, just so you know where to find them. And if you want extra help and would like to get into a mentoring or a coaching program, please reach out to me at my Twitter handles at The Daily Taoist, Doomer Podcast, Yukon Gold, and Will Nemo. Namaste and cheers. Have a great, prosperous day. Cheers.